Welcome to the Foxworthy Podcast. I'm your host, Brian Fox. I'm here with my co-host, Taylor Gaines.
Hello.
We're doing an interesting...
I feel a little tamer today. I don't want to wake the neighbors.
Well, we're recording late at night, which is not typical for us, but...
But we had a lot to get through.
We had a couple of things we wanted to do, but this little episode we're going to do here is a little bit different for us.
Well, because we complain often that there's certain shows... Me, Game of Thrones, for example.
Right.
There's other ones that I can't think of.
You watch Game of Thrones, I don't.
Rectify, probably a good example.
You watch Rectify, I don't.
You watch Girls, I don't.
Correct. I love
Girls. So that brings us here this evening.
Right. So, we're in the sixth and final season of HBO's Girls.
Well, before you get into it, we just wanted to give a shot of, like, one of us who doesn't watch the other person's show giving it a shot, right?
Giving it a go. Yeah, so we're in the sixth and final season of Girls. If you read... the internet, as Taylor does sometimes, but maybe has done so less in recent months. This is sort of one of those episodes that comes along where people that think about TV and write about TV and watch TV are like, wow, even if you don't watch Girls, you should really look at this episode. They did a really interesting bottle episode dealing with some pretty complex issues. And the way it sort of works for what we're trying to do in terms of giving you a taste of Girls, because it doesn't really have much larger context for the show. Like, it doesn't really have any threads or plot lines that are... It's very much its own. Like, it's in one apartment. It's just two people. It's one basically 30-minute scene. But I think... had the idea to sort of...
I think we're hoping this will give people a taste of whether they might want to watch Girls.
Right.
So tell them what we're going to do.
I think you have some sort of thoughts and takeaways, and we were going to sort of ping back and forth, and you were going to sort of probe me to figure out if some of these things that you maybe observed are sort of emblematic
in this one episode.
Right, this one episode, episode 3 of the sixth season called American Bitch. And
B-I-T-C-H.
Sorry, we'll bleep it out. and you were going to sort of ask me if some of the things that you observed in this episode are sort of emblematic of what the show typically does. So, I mean, I have talked about this show sort of vaguely on our podcast multiple times. I've seen every episode. I've watched it since the beginning. I know it is sort of a weird... There's a lot of strange criticism of it, and I think unfair criticism of it. I think that people maybe criticize it without watching it and don't really... there's sort of a lot of off-screen stuff that people sort of conflate the people involved with the show and sort of mix them up with their characters.
Specifically Lena Dunham, I'm assuming.
Right. Specifically writer, creator, star, Lena Dunham. But, I mean, I think it has affected some of the other... performers on the show as well. I mean, obviously you have Adam Driver is now a pretty well-known been cast in Star Wars.
What do you think makes it such a polarizing show, though?
Well, because... And we've talked about likability of characters on our podcast before, but in the beginning it was being praised as sort of, like, just fresh and raw and sort of like Sex and the City 2.0, and that was sort of the, oh, well, it's, you know, it's girls in New York, and it's contemporary, and it's... You know, the humor is great, and it's just, it's very, like, open and sort of trying to be as honest and as real and true to life as possible. And then sort of as it went on, there sort of became this problem of, like, people being turned off by it because the characters are 90% of the time, like, pretty insufferable. But the show is funny. Like, it's funny. And...
Well, okay, so, wait.
People sort of miss, I think, that it's satire, and they say, well, these people... And they sort of mix up the personas of their characters and conflate that with those of the actors.
Well,
and so people are like, well, this show's just obnoxious white people.
Hmm.
And
well,
it sort of gets
reduced. Let's get into our little bit here.
Okay.
So
yeah, yeah.
I have five observations I wrote down.
Absolutely.
Based off
hit
of
me.
Season 6, episode 3. And you're going to tell me whether these things apply to the other five seasons and however many episodes there are.
Okay.
So... The first thing I want to point out, and this is sort of a side. I'll save whether the show is smart or not for a later point here.
Okay. But
my first takeaway was just that it's very high-minded, in that it sort of feels like you're watching a thesis paper. And obviously this bottle episode was very, mm-hmm. you know, it was more or less a debate about sexual harassment and sexual assault.
And sort of consent and yeah, sort of and gray areas and who is sort of guilty of what and the cat and mouse game and the power dynamics of, you know, people in power taking advantage of people.
It felt like I was sort of watching someone's... What do you call it when a theater major has to do their, like, senior thing?
Well, thesis role?
Something like that, yeah. Like, it seemed... But it like a writer version of that. It was right. Like, here's my... I've been studying and thinking about this issue, and here's, like, this clever little one-act play I came up with.
But it sort of rounds all the corners, I think, and kind of covers, like, all the different aspects of this issue, no?
But my question is, does the show always feel like work? Not that this totally felt like work, but is it always this high-minded that when you leave the episode, you're like, wow, that gives me a lot to think about?
No. And that's not a knock against the show. It's just this specific episode was clearly intending to start a conversation and to sort of get attention in this way for being a little bit more high-minded.
How often would you say the show is like that?
Well, the show, I will say this, like, the show is really good at bottle episodes. And I feel like they have these one-off episodes where it'll be one or two characters, usually one of the characters that you never see again. And they'll just sort of do an incredible mini-movie that is packed with lots of stuff to think about sometimes.
This is like a once-a-season kind of thing? Or
yeah, there was one really interesting one that guest-starred Patrick Wilson in the second season that a lot of people talked about. There was an incredible one last season called Panic in Central Park, which Hannah is actually not in. Well, she's in it at the very end for like 2 seconds, but it actually features heavily Allison Williams' character Marnie, who was sort of a much maligned character. A lot of people thought she might have been the most obnoxious, maybe some more so even than Hannah. And then we had an entire episode about her, and it was one of the best episodes they've ever done.
So for the record, the show is more or less just about, what, like a couple teenage, or not teenage, a couple 20-somethings living mm-hmm. in New York City?
Yeah.
Are they all millennial creatives, or?
No, I mean, Hannah's definitely, like, she's always, like, been a writer, and they've always dealt with her being very interested in, you know, developing that and making a career out of writing. I wouldn't say, I mean, the others don't really have a specific, I guess Marnie's thing is music. And the guy that she's sort of married to currently in the story is someone she fell in love with writing these, like, really funny, like, terrible, like, kind of indie folk songs. And they sort of make fun of that.
Okay.
The tweeness of that.
I guess my first observation is only sometimes accurate.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to say that it's not high-minded at time. This is definitely a unique case.
Taylor's, I hope people can hear me trying to kill this mosquito.
A mosquito.
I don't think I got it either. Ah, I got it.
Okay. Good job. Let's just take a moment. And it's not that I wouldn't say that it's not high-minded. I would just say that this specifically was tackling something very specific. Okay. And the show doesn't always do that, but it's kind of just about anything and everything.
My second observation, which I sort of put aside a minute ago, is that it does seem really smart. Going off what you're just saying, I guess maybe this wouldn't apply to every episode, but I feel like I could chew on this for a little while mm-hmm. and come back and watch it again and probably get just as much out of it, because there's a lot of really interesting rhetorical arguments and a lot of interesting ways of taking apart the debate within the
right.
show and in the real world. And what I found interesting, too, is there's lots of gray area. A lot of shows, I would say, including one we're going to talk about on an upcoming episode, seem to tell you how you're supposed to feel about mm-hmm. things. And
it sort of takes a stance and makes you feel like, this is where you should come down on this.
Or at least sets it up very clearly, where you'll see one character wants this, the other character wants this. Which one's right?
Mm-hmm.
It's up to you to decide. But this was more like, this wasn't even that simple of a binary.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, within the two people's perspectives, there was like 12 mitigating factors.
Mm-hmm.
And you change all the time. There's just a lot of gray area. Is the show always in that sort of zone?
I would say no, just because it's not always dealing with like such a complex issue. I do think that artistically and creatively, it definitely creates moments and emotional situations that leave you thinking. And going back briefly to talking about sort of the likability of it, just sort of, to me, there's so many moments in it where you're just like, these people are so obnoxious. And they're so
but does the self-serving show, like, and... with the gray area thing, is the show like, guys, these people are obnoxious? Or is the show just like, here's people, sometimes they're cool, sometimes they're not, it's up to you to...
Well, that's the thing. For me, I'm just like, how many people do I know that I, like, love that I also find, like, insufferable at times? Like, I just feel like that...
is the answer a lot or a little?
That in and of itself, I feel like, is almost like, people are people. I don't know.
So you think they at least feel like people, these people?
I mean, to me they do, but I've also, like...
I certainly
like,
think they did in this episode.
I definitely have, obviously... And I think some seasons are more successful than others. Like, I definitely think that maybe second and third seasons weren't as good. But then you had stuff in the fourth, fifth, and now the current season where I feel like the characters really are growing. And they feel... As they grow, and you sort of try to call back what they used to be like, where they have come from and where they are now, they do feel more like three-dimensional people as time has passed, if that makes any sense.
Point three.
Okay.
This is a simple one, I think. Is the show always this visually effective? In this episode, she basically walks into Matthew Reese's apartment. Did we mention his name already?
No, but we should say Matthew Reese is the guest star for this episode, and it's just essentially Lena Dunham and Matthew Reese the entire time.
But he's a famous author that she admires, but has some sexual assault allegations swirling around him, and she wrote a blog post, and he wants to talk to her about it. So the beginning of the episode, in my head, as I remember it, is like five shots. It's like, here's her walking into this hotel, here's her coming in the elevator... And here's her walking in his apartment. And then there's a clever little opening character thing at the beginning.
With the shoes,
yeah. Right. But when she comes in, it's like, shot of this, shot of this, shot of this, shot of them sitting. And it's just like five quick successive shots that put you entirely in this guy's apartment. And I just thought it was very effective editing-wise and just really shot selection-wise That's my question. Does it usually strike you as well directed?
Yeah, I don't want to say like it. I don't want to sound cliche when I say this, but like we've talked about how there's a lot of half-hour shows that can sort of do anything or be anything, and I feel like this show has been very successful at that, and they've definitely tackled episodes where they've tried to do more creative things directorially, visually. I can remember
so it's specifically sort of, like all over the board.
Last year's season finale, the fifth season, they did some really interesting stuff direction-wise, like just really like artistically, like creative.
But sometimes it's
serving
it's just,
the serving the story, you know, very very strongly, but
sometimes it's just TV.
Sometimes it's just absolutely. I would say like the first couple years, like I don't remember there being like anything really like stark or different about the way the episodes were shot, but I feel like as it's gone on and they've tried more things and been like, well, what if we did this? What if we did this? Let's give this a shot. And like I said, these bottle episodes sort of, if you kind of go and you see each one of these bottle episodes, they sort of give you a taste of the show, but it's sort of the show when it's doing something a little different from what it's usually doing, but they're definitely more creative statements than
going off of that. Though my fourth observation is that it was pretty funny.
Yeah,
I don't know if I was like ha 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 laughing at any point.
I'll say on the humor scale, this was definitely like on the lower end in terms of like good jokes. There were a couple of funny,
but it
parts.
Was clever. It was
yes,
it for was me, well written.
For me, what I has but, kept me with this show is how funny it is normally.
Okay, well, but my question really was going off how effective it was visually in this episode. I found it just narratively to be very focused and clever and witty, and just it felt like 20 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
It might have been. I don't know how long it was.
Close to a half hour. Yeah.
It was basically half an hour, but. It just feels quick and like this is the story we're here to tell and we're not going to waste a beat. Is it usually that, or is it kind of more digressive?
No, it's usually, I would say it's not usually that tight. Like they definitely have their tangents, and I think that's where people would get frustrated and sort of give up on the show, is that they would do sort of just stuff that you were like, why are we doing this? Why are we spending time on this? Like, you know, these people are too obnoxious and like, I just can't stick with it because their behavior is so like, you know,
yeah,
there would be things that they would do that you were just like,
well, I'm going to save,
doesn't feel explained.
I'm going to save my last point for one second to ask you a question. And this is based off of a blog post that I saw, not one that Lena Dunham's character wrote.
Okay.
You've alluded to the fact that this is sort of out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
It's not always this directorially focused and narratively focused, and it's usually funnier. It doesn't always tackle social issues this specifically.
Uh-huh.
Was this a good episode of Girls?
Yes. Yeah, I would say so, for sure. I know what you're talking about. I've seen some...
But do you prefer this or the show in its normal
way? Either or.
Because, does it still feel like the same show either way?
Well, yeah, because like that's kind of what I was trying to get at before, is like when I was saying like this is that type of show, that kind of like half hour, like it is a comedy for the most part. They do dip into drama sometimes, but it's like, you know, I can't even, any number of shows we've talked about that is like really smart about just taking each week to do something a little bit different. Something like Atlanta, something like just very malleable with the just 30 minutes. Like, yes, it is a comedy. Like, yes, mostly it's like funny and it's satirical. It
sounds like the difference is, though, but usually you like to hang out with the people in those shows.
Yeah. I would say that's, I guess, the turnoff for some people, is they just don't want to spend time with these people. For me, it's never been a problem. Like, I've always just seen them as characters, and even when they're
being that funny.
When they're being insufferable, I find it hilarious, personally, because I think that it's just delivered well, and I think the jokes are really funny. I mean, you didn't even get to see, like, the person they give the best jokes to isn't even in this episode, Andrea Rannells. So,
here's my last observation, based off this one episode.
Okay.
This was unlike anything else I've seen on TV.
Like, ever, or just, like, as of late?
As of late. It reminded me of some Louis episodes.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the bottle-type Louis episodes, where he's like, here's a random issue that my character's gonna confront someone with.
And he, like, has, like, a two-hander with just one other person for, like, the majority of the episode.
Yeah. It was sort of like that, but just the way, I mean, everything we've talked about, the way it was written and directed and performed was just, I haven't seen anything like it on TV in a while. Do you think Girls is unlike anything else on TV?
Oh, for sure. Currently? Absolutely. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe this is not giving it enough credit, but I don't know that it would exist without your sort of Sex in the City precursor, stuff like that. Where you
a
have,
lot of shows wouldn't exist.
Right. I mean, you have your
business-wise.
For me, like, I know people have issues with this show, and that's up to them, and that's fine, and, you know, if it's a tough hang for them and they don't want to spend any time with these people, that's fine. For me, the through line for me has always just been, it's funny. Like, I just think it's funny. Even the show at its quote-unquote worst, when I feel like it's not creatively peaking, like, it's still funny and still just entertaining. I struggled a little bit, like, season 3 was not my favorite, but I feel like we've been on a slow upswing through the fourth season. I thought the last season, most of the episodes were terrific, and it looks like they're kind of,
well,
they're 3 for 3 so far this final season. So
that's my take. I liked this episode. Yeah. I don't know that
you
I'm
should watch the other bottle.
I don't
episodes.
Know that I'm necessarily gonna go back and watch all 6 seasons before it wraps up in a few weeks, but I enjoyed this. This was pretty fun experiment, and I don't know, hopefully people can get an idea for what the hell this show is.
Did it annoy you?
I definitely had no idea.
Did it annoy you at all as a sort of newcomer to the show?
No.
That you didn't have
the question wasn't over? Sorry.
That you didn't have any other, like, context? Like, did you feel like you wanted to know more about Hannah as a character?
I think
to,
I only...
Like, color more
no,
of
I think
the
it
episode?
Was. It was pretty clear.
Yeah, I think that's...
As someone who's been on the internet the last 5 years... It's pretty obvious the kind of person that she's supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I only asked you once, like, has this thing come up before? Like, and you said, no, that hasn't come up before.
Yeah.
I was like, okay, that's all I needed to know.
Yeah.
So
it literally doesn't tie
into
any other episodes.
I can definitely see how, I mean, we've talked a lot about how I don't really go on the internet anymore because of all the takes.
Mm-hmm.
And I could definitely see how her character could get annoying if she talks this way in every episode, but you say she doesn't really always get that argumentative about.
No, and they're not. It's not like the, it's not like we have a weekly episode where they're just taking on an issue, and it's like, you know, like this is that in that sense, this was a very unique episode. But
so there you have it.
So A plus for this
two boys episode. Talking about girls.
Good episode though, right?
Yeah, it was definitely good.
Thumbs up, A plus.
It was good, and it definitely leaves you in a weird place. It reminded me of that BoJack Horseman. Bill Cosby episode a few years ago. It's very similar ideas.
All right. Well, that's going to be
that's all we got.
Our episode on HBO's Girls. Taylor doesn't watch it. I do. You can watch Girls on HBO's HBO apps or on HBO, the actual television channel.
It's not on TV. On Sunday evenings. It's HBO.
On Sunday evenings.
I think next week. If you're thinking about watching American Crime, we're going to give a little preview. Give a little preview of American Crime. We've seen some episodes.
Right. So we actually, So American Crime premieres on Sunday, March 12th.
This episode should be coming out the week before that Sunday.
Right.
And
we're not going to spoil, but we have seen a few episodes.
We'll give it a little review after everybody has had a chance to see the first episode.
We have some thoughts. So if you want to.
So stay tuned. And I promise. I promise our Legion episode is coming.
We promise.
I'll leave it at that.
All right. Brian and Taylor out. Thank you very much for listening. You can find us at FoxworthyPod on Twitter. And
iTunes.
Go to thefoxworthypodcast.com. And we'll see you next time. Get ready for American Crime, March 12th.
Go give us 5 stars.
Also, season 5 of The Americans, which... relates to this only in the sense that Matthew Reese guest starred in this girls episode, and he is one of the principals on The Americans.
And Brian loves The Americans.
Starts March 7th on FX, on the FX network. Thank you very much for listening.
Bye.
I'll see you next time.
Foxworthy Podcast.